Is the cat cute?
Yeah.
Hey, Russ, please come.
Come to your gourmet dinner, nice. Boy.
Gourmet or gourmet?
Gourmet.
This is May of gourmet. Come here, this
Don't
May dinner.
Ask.
Everything you hate. But also other things that I'll have to do on the
You can have liver. You want liver?
These are some of the things I hate and like.
Mm-hmm.
Is this catnip?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, it's boy mint.
It's boy mint, and you don't have to eat it. It's a garnish.
Do I have to eat this?
It's a garnish. But
do I have to eat this?
That's called white wood.
Yes, that's a tomato. And you eat it with your fork. If you...
Yeah.
I think it's probably better to eat with a fork because then it doesn't seem so unmanageable.
Amen.
A little sour. Make your mouth pucker.
A little terrible. I should say. A little too terrible.
A little too terrible for me.
And I know that this isn't appropriate to speak to you at this moment, but. Maybe.
But can you eat the rest?
No, you eat that whole thing. That's why I gave you so little.
I had a long talk with Joey.
You did? About what?
He says Ross is too bossy.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is.
It's not just that. All Ross wants to do is play Miami Vice. And Joey likes the games the Mark plays better.
No kidding.
Yeah. He thinks that little animals and blocks and cars are more fun than all those shoot 'em bang up games.
I thought Joey was the shoot 'em bang up type. If I was
no, he says the Marsh gets better.
Well, that doesn't mean he likes Mark better than Ross.
No, he said that. He did say Mark wasn't his bossy though. I think that Mark is just easier to push around when he's little.
That's
right?
Probably true.
Can is that
right? So.
Yeah, that's celery. I think you know about celery.
Yeah, I hear it. This is the I might eat.
That's to eat one of them.
Cut.
Eat one celery.
Eat one of celery plate.
How about your muffin?
I know. I'm eating it.
This is the I'm not going to eat it plate.
You're going to eat the tomato, but you don't have to eat the little parsley garnish.
I was just.
You don't have to eat the part of the garnish, but this is the part you eat.
Like this instead of that.
This is what will happen to you, signal.
Please.
Let me tell you about that garnish or that tomato.
Yeah, what's your option?
The reason I gave you tomatoes today was because they were particularly good. And I thought if only
tomato.
I know. But at least you can hate a good one.
Yeah.
Instead of hating something that Daddy and I sort of agree is horrid. Anyway.
Because Daddy and Mom don't agree with this effect.
We like this tomato.
We don't agree. Daddy thinks it's bad, but Mommy doesn't. No.
I even took the skin off. Mark didn't die.
Oh, Ross, just eat your hot dog.
Mark didn't die.
About? If you really want to get into problems with your parents, always eat the food that you really know you can first. Then you appear to be a much more diligent citizen.
I always eat the terrible food first.
Oh, you do?
That's okay. Because you don't eat.
That's because you got guts.
Please, Brian, not at the table.
But did you see that? There's a little bread crumb, and I went like that. No, I go shh.
Do you have any? Excuse me, Mark. Tasty, huh?
Good. Which one's tasty? Is it fun?
This is good.
I hate to tell you, but Ross really is going to eat that tomato.
Well,
half carrot. And he's eaten one celery, so that's fine with me. Go ahead and eat the other part of your hot dog if you would rather.
Parish.
That's extra bread, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yours is half a heart.
You can tell me the heart is still red.
No, it's because I wanted you to make a half-hearted attempt at eating it.
Mom, take it away until it's finished this hot dog. Then we'll torture you.
Then we'll force it on.
You know what? Mm. I think part of the side of his heart says, most of the side of his heart says, bad boy. And a couple sides of his heart says, good boy.
That part says, good boy.
So that's three parts. Right?
I guess. And how many bad? One bad.
Yeah, one bad.
And how many? Two good.
It's hard to say, Mark.
Half and half.
You gonna make it half and half?
Mark, what about you? Half and half. No, yours is all. Yours is even more than half. I never say which all I meant. Yeah, one half of all.
My imagination is hot.
And one not. It's your imagination. It's your imagination. Pass the
largely imagination.
Pass the chocolate chip. Please, cookies, please.
You're not really a hot dog.
Those hot dogs have to be totally vanished. I want totally vanished in hot dogs. Would you like me to help you on your roll?
Okay.
You meant the roll part of your hot dog.
Brown.
A little butter?
Very smart.
You don't watch these rolls, right?
No.
Only two?
Only two, one for each boy.
Go ahead, Dad. Your turn, Matt.
Awesome. I'm ready, Matt.
Dad.
Didn't you like it, Ron?
Oh, the roll is good.
I know. Oh, no. I'll eat that in place of the tomato. No way!
I selected that particular slice, that particular tomato. It's in perfect condition. And you can take this tomato.
Okay, I'll make a deal with it.
Because it's a I'll perfect make a deal. Tomato.
Eat this instead.
Finish your hot dog.
No,
you
I want
to
eat that.
You want to eat that.
What?
Okay, that's good enough, but I want him to eat some of that tomato.
What?
Finish the hot dog and eat half of it. Okay.
Okay!
Finish your hot dog and eat all of it.
No, not half of it.
You wasn't going to do that.
No way.
Okay, if you give it in.
Half that and half that. Right? Half that, half that.
No, Daddy said all of the hot dog, right? And half the tomato.
Can I have the cookies once I finish this?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You did a pretty good job, Mark. You ate
Dad, how about half this, all that?
Okay.
Can I pull out the change?
No. Oh. Joey not paying attention to him. We're trying to figure out what to do. Joey criticized Ross for being too bossy. I asked Mom, and scoot over. What? She said Ross should stop being so bossy. You're not bossy?
He's always bossy.
Mark, is Ross ever bossy?
No.
Never bossy?
I mean, a little time I know
sometimes,
I am.
Sometimes not.
But not a lot of time, not as much as Joey.
Who's bossier, Mark? Joey or Ross?
I don't know.
Come on, Mark. Who's bossier?
I know. Who's bossier?
Come on, Mark. Who's bossier?
I don't know.
He's reading. He doesn't
want to. Who do you think?
He's reading. He doesn't want to think about it.
Just guess. Just say anything.
I don't know.
No, say anything.
He said that was something.
Joey or Ross.
Just choose one.
Just choose one that you
want.
Jower. Jower. Joros.
Come on, Mark.
Leave him alone, he's reading.
Joey or Ross, all you have to say is one of them, just yell.
And then we'll leave you alone. No, just say one and we'll leave you alone.
If you don't, you won't.
Ross.
Me.
Okay, he's finished.
He said me.
Okay, don't get involved. Say, I don't want to get involved.
Joey, I don't want to get involved.
Okay,
he doesn't want to get involved. He said Ross. He said, Bloors.
Okay, who's that mean?
Me.
Okay, what is it? Let's talk about being bossy. What are the kinds of things that happen when you're bossy?
I don't know. I just don't know.
How does a kid bossy? What does a kid do?
He says, no, and he threatens me.
He threatens people? He says, if you don't do what I say, then I will such and such, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever bossed Joey? Do you ever say to Joey, if you don't do what I say, then I will such and such?
I don't remember saying it.
Can you think of any threats you ever gave him?
Every time he makes me say psych, yeah. Sick.
He makes you say psych?
Yeah.
Oh, when he does his big fist stuff? You ever had a real fight with him? You ever gotten a real fight with Joey? You did? When?
One time.
When was it?
Last year, I think. I don't know.
Last year?
I don't know.
Now, come on. Tell me honestly.
I don't know.
You do remember.
I do not.
Okay, was it this last time? Was it yesterday?
Oh, well, yeah.
You got in a big fight with Ross?
He was using his elbows against
me. He was? So you got in a big fight?
He hit me in the stomach and everything.
He did? What a rotten kid. Aw, oh, honey, I'm sorry. That's all right. He says he's still your friend.
Bull.
Not friends anymore?
Dad, every time I try to say something like, I'm not going to listen to you anymore, he's always going to say, you want a bet?
Uh-uh. It does sound like you guys had a pretty bad fight, huh? When were you fighting? Today? This morning? What time? Just before he was going home?
Yeah.
That's why.
Not in the box.
Before that?
Before the box.
That's why I should have taken him home when I said.
But Dad, we've had him over a long time and he didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you, Ross.
What should I do?
What should I do? just let it rest. Do you want to keep him as your friend or not? You have to decide.
Yeah.
You do? Okay, then just, he'll forget it and you'll forget it. Remember that time you had a fight with Ben?
Dad, you're never real friends.
You were never real friends, right? That's what I thought. Okay, well, Joe and you'll make it up, that's all.
He'll come over.
Did you hit him in the stomach?
What?
Did you hit him anywhere?
No.
He hit you? Did he start it? You sure? Who punched first? You sure?
Yes!
Okay, show me how it happened.
He says, what do you, how do you start karate? He says, I don't know. I said, well, ask him what I did. In the kitchen, I said, you want to go somewhere? He says, nah.
What were you arguing about?
I wanted to go somewhere else because it was boring in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. It sounds like you guys were just getting real bored.
Oh no, he wanted to stay there.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh well. You don't sound very happy.
I don't feel very happy.
Well, wait a second. Don't rip it. Better get another friend then.
What?
Hmm?
Dad, I've only been pleading for 2 years and graduated.
In preschool? I know you can get another friend from regular school. You can have other friends. I think you should have more than one good friend. You lost Tony Sabato, right? Because he moved, right?
And he already moved to his new place, too.
Again?
It's a 2-hour drive.
You're joking.
No.
Where'd they move to?
Hampshire or something.
Damn.
I don't know.
And we're supposed to drive 2 hours to get him to the other?
I'm not going there.
Ross, I don't think you should worry about beating up on people and all this violence.
No, Dad, I'm not.
If friends are made by violence, then all this violence stuff is not good. It's karate is what came between you and Joe. You just said, let me show you karate, and then you wanted to help.
Sure. I want to know how he started, like how he did this.
Yeah, and what did he do?
And he said, I don't.
Okay, and then he punched you.
No.
Then what happened next?
No, in the kitchen, I said, come on, yes, no, the kitchen.
Okay, well, I think we better forget about the whole thing for a while, okay, Ross? And you just think about it. Maybe you'll come up with some answers. How'd you like to invite some other friend over from school?
What friend?
Are there any other friends you have? Do you get along with Jeremy?
Yeah.
Pretty well.
I'm going over to his place Monday.
Okay, well that's good. How about some of Mark's friends? Do you want to have any
like Mark's last over?
He never got any of their phone numbers.
Well, it's because he's a little young still. He'll probably get some friends next year. That's second grade. That was when you started having people over. Okay, well, let's just, how about, well, Siegel's out of town. You could have Todd Siegel over, but he's gone. Anyone else that you know?
No,
what happened to Jerry Roman? You're not a friend with him anymore.
No, we're friends.
You could have him over.
No, all the rest of the guys are too sporty.
Too sporty?
Sporty.
What
to
does
come
that
over
mean?
A place like this and play what I want to play.
What does sporty mean?
The athletic things.
Well, you can do athletics.
They're like muscle man.
Oh, all that stuff, yeah.
They're like...
Well, you could show them how to do workouts on your gym.
They won't like it.
What do they do with
They'd
their time?
They'd be bored as heck.
Well, what do they do with their time?
Probably play soccer.
You can play soccer.
Not that good.
No?
Besides.
You're as good as they are.
Dad, they don't seem like they...
Maybe you're bored with them. Maybe you get bored with them, huh?
I don't like sports.
Not that much, huh?
I want to play basketball.
You said you wanted to play football.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you're pretty good at sports.
But Dad, they're muggers in football. They clobber you over the head.
Oh, yeah, you'll do okay. You'll do okay. You'll do okay. That's why they have helmets.
Yeah, but Dad, even in school,
mm-hmm.
they clobber you.
No?
I've been under the staff.
You have?
Even
what
when
is it
they're
like?
Playing with girls, they throw themselves on it. Like
what's this like in Indian Guides when everybody jumps on top of poor, what's his name?
Zach.
Yeah. Zach's pretty good. Zach's pretty good humor.
They aren't as fat as they are at school.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand.
He's not fat, but...
He's bigger than you are.
Yeah.
We'll just have to do... Once I start eating this, I get so full. You expect me to start eating sausages when I'm eating this?
I think that you could eat both sausages and French toast, Mark.
Well, I can't.
Mm-hmm. How about, just one little baby sausage?
I can eat them in puff.
Totally?
Right.
Mm.
But I still have to finish this.
I know, you're getting stomach flu.
Wow. No, he's not. He doesn't have a sore throat then.
Anyway, Chloe's not dead. I was moaning and groaning when I had it.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm doing is I'm just eating my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, do you think Ben's gonna come today?
Oh. Might.
Tonight, if we're lucky. If
yeah.
we're lucky.
Who's gonna come?
The bed.
Uh-huh.
The bed.
What do you want to do with the bed? It's gonna go in the attic.
I'll sleep in the bed.
The new bed? You mean you're gonna set this up for them, Mom?
I'll sleep in the
is
bed.
Is that Mama's idea?
I don't
no,
care if
no,
it's
no,
a bed.
Them.
Okay, he can
I just
have
the new bed.
Okay, he can have the that bed. No.
I told him we got all that stuff.
Mom, he can have that bed and I'll have the bunk bed.
I told them what we bought and they focused on the bed. How's that?
I see.
Mom. He can have the bed, and I'll have the bunk bed. Okay.
Mhm.
No, I just
right for that time.
No, you get to have the bed meant for
we'll let you sleep. Maybe we'll let you sleep.
I just meant for
no,
that
actually,
day.
Can't.
Oh, okay. But Mark, if we have that day, we can share the bunk bed and the bottom, and we'll roll onto it. Or you can roll off it, boom.
Ooh. Or we can roll on the bottom and roll out of the other bed. Yeah, just think of it. Rolling on all, take off the top and roll on all of them. Just think of that.
Mom, is this a whole bed or just a mattress?
Whole bed.
No mattress. Hmm? No mattress.
Not cover, I mean.
Nothing like that.
No. I mean the inside that you sleep on.
That's a mattress.
Is it a
Do we have one?
Is it a water bed?
Not really.
Is it a water bed?
No.
Is it real bouncy?
Marky?
Depends on the mattress.
Depends on the mattress.
They're going to take the mattress off
what?
Their bed, put it on this one.
It would take a mattress right from the queen's bed.
Ah.
That size mattress.
But you're not going to take it from that.
But we're not going to do it. We're just going to put the bed up in the attic.
The one that you're buying?
How come?
Why?
It came with a set. We wanted the drawers.
We'll have the bed.
We'll have the bed.
There's no room to put it.
We'll have the bed.
Please. We'll have the bed.
That's like a neat idea, but there's no place
please,
to put it.
Please.
Now, what are you going to get out of this?
What?
What's the big thing about it?
I've got an idea. Well, we can, roll cars around it.
Mm-hmm. Because they need some place to hold the mattress, so there's got to be at least one wood in there.
We can
use it as a pit. We can
set it up in the basement. Set it up in the basement, okay?
Yeah.
Put a big plywood on it.
What?
Yeah.
Plywood instead of putting a mattress on, put a big piece of plywood on.
What's
and Mark could put all his setup stuff on.
What's plywood?
Put it
on rollers. And put it on a big piece of plywood on it, and there'd
be,
and Mark could put all of his animals and all his extra stuff, make a little city out
can
of it.
That place big, cute.
It's not here yet, Mark.
Good.
You getting ready?
You haven't finished your milk, honey.
You getting ready for it already? Okay, your excuse, lover.
He has to finish the milky filthy. Mark. And take this out to the kitchen, please. Yes, you can put that there. I don't mind. Uh huh. Yeah, go ahead.
I think just
and sweetheart, could you take my plate out for me too, please?
Mom, did they really give you
your
it
doll.
With
Thank
the
you.
Drawer?
Huh?
Did they really give you it with the drawer?
Yeah. You know how much we were you know how much the bed sets cost? Wait, Brad, how much were those drawers that we were looking at? Thank you, hon. $1,000 for a chest of drawers?
Oh, yeah, over 15.
Thanks.
What? How much? May I please be...
1,500.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You're welcome, Mark. The new ones. Remember the new ones we were looking at? When you came with us and
when
we went around
sick.
Ethan Allen?
Oh, yeah.
We saw the deer? Okay.
Ethan Allen?
Well, we didn't go to Ethan Allen, but Pennsylvania.
Wait, where
did
you go? It doesn't really matter. Well, you saw the deer. It was that night.
Yeah.
Wait, Mom. Which one was it? The first or the second?
In both.
It was in both of them?
Ross, do you remember that night?
That night we were looking at furniture.
Mm-hmm.
That for a chest of drawers, it would cost us about $1,000.
Yeah, but
just listen.
No, wait.
Which one?
The second one.
Oh. Okay. Mom, you should have seen that. I put my toilet cat in it.
And in the
and
first
this.
One, it cost how much?
Now it's like this.
Oh, more.
Wrong.
Mom,
no, you've got to finish my sentence. You interrupted it.
You twerp.
Okay, so yesterday
yeah,
when you were sick. And the kettles would all get
black from the fire, totally black.
Well, the pot called the kettle black.
Yeah, you're black.
Black and sooty.
Somebody who's fat calls another person fat.
I'm not.
And you told him that he was vain.
It's like saying, who's talking?
Daddy was vain.
Who's talking?
Mom, he said that you was mature.
Mature? Yes, I am mature.
See? And then...
Like that, with my hand, you know, chest. I'm mature. I'll admit it. I have nothing to hide.
You guys.
Go ahead, Ross. Eat your heart out.
Can I have biscuit and...
Watermelon?
Thank you.
He just wanted to see if I could guess what
he's like.
Cat. Thank you for not putting out candles. I know it was very, very nice of you.
You're welcome.
Because when you get to be my age, you don't want to see how old you are anymore. As soon as you get to be over 40, you don't want to know. When I was over 40?
Uh-huh.
Rob, can you play? Can you bring a fight? You'll get over.
Mom, that's got beans.
Daddy got for a present?
What? Did you get me anything?
Yeah, the ball.
What did Daddy get?
Stop.
Ball.
Oh, Daddy,
stop. I have all my. there so you can make a big setup.
Oh, it's cool, like, we're gonna... Oh, sure, like, you're gonna take the kids and kill them by doing that.
That's not nice.
Mark, I didn't say that.
I know.
August 26th, Brian was talking to Russ on the phone. Brian said, I have an idea, Russ. What? I can take you to karate lesson and you can come back late for the party. And Ross said, but Mommy has to go too. And Dad said, no, no, she can't go. She'll just have to catch up. And he said, okay. And then Brian said, you go tell Mommy. And Brian was going to hang up. Ross said, okay, hold on, hold on. Maybe she might object. Stay there. And then Ross went to get me, Mommy. Okay.
I will check when the boys did these beautiful pieces of art here. Right?
Yep.
Right. Okay, let's see now. Who did this one?
I did.
I'm going to get a pencil here and we'll write on who did what when, okay?
Or a pen.
A pen, let me know. Okay. Now, do you know when I did this about? This is August now. Mm-hmm. In the summer or in the year?
Summer. I think it was...
You haven't done much art during the summer, have you?
No. Well,
that's what you did it for Grandpa.
The day that I did it for Grandpa.
It's about June. Yeah. This is all 1986. Okay, and this is based on Peter Porker?
Yes. From copying off Peter Porker.
Yeah,
I copied it from... Yeah. No, I didn't make him trip it, but...
What is
I
this? Just, is this Ross, too?
Yeah.
Where does this come from?
George Emmy Ross.
No, you don't have to do that. I just look it up. Okay. Ross, June 1986. Please don't. George and Ewoks, please don't. One more time. Please don't raise the microphone. Thank you very much. Okay, now is this Ross or Mark?
Mark.
And when was this? About the same time?
I don't know.
June 1986, let's say. Okay. What is this, Mark?
Santa.
Mark, what is this?
Big cockroach. What is a cockroach?
Cockroach is a bug.
Okay. This guy's drawing. Oh, I want you to hang it up. You see, this guy's shooting, says that guy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that guy's going up and flying up, says that guy.
Okay, good. Okay. And this is what time? June 1986.
Not sure, Dad.
I think so, because that's the same time as this other one here.
This is
about this. Tell us the story about this.
First name.
Okay.
July.
Did you do this in July?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I want you to hang that up.
Well, do you still want me to? It's a little late now, isn't it?
No, I'd like you to.
Okay, well, that's why I put it over here. Okay, what is this?
That's Mark.
Mark or Rob?
That's USA.
Okay,
Finder boat.
What?
That's
Finder boat? Finder boat?
Michael, is this yours?
Mark, is this yours or Ross? Marky?
Mark, come here.
Earth to Mark. Is this yours or Ross?
Well, let me, I think I can. Is this yours? No, it's just neither of ours. I just got
plans. Some other kids?
I just picked it up from the ground. It was there. So
okay,
it
must have been some other kids at school. We'll get rid of it. Okay.
Me.
What about this? Okay, this what is
June
this tree?
Or July.
About a tree?
Bunch of trees in a little line.
Oh, this is from summer school, huh?
He's in there, and he's about to shoot Matt, but he missed.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing's gonna come, and
okay.
It's gonna shoot that or crash into it. I mean,
That's not so great. I don't think I saved that, okay?
No.
What is that?
I don't
know. What is it?
Not really. This.
Not so great, right?
But,
what
look. And then it's sort of, because look.
Okay, we'll see.
It's like Pac-Man gonna chop off one of his shooters.
One of his shooters. What is
this? And this is sort of neat.
What is it?
Oh, it's a man's foot inside a little box.
Is it? Looks like it. A man's foot? Inside of...
I know what it is.
What?
A bell.
Okay.
Oh, no. You see, he's dropping a nut into there.
Dropping you.
Dropping a...
Ross.
Shut up.
I know it's not necessary.
Dropping Ross the nut into here.
Okay, very good.
This is the Ross
nut. Did you do this in the summer month?
And he's dropping it in the...
Glad to know I'm alive.
You were the one who put the nasty thing.
So you folded this up.
Okay.
Well, first this.
Oh, yeah.
Godzilla find a whole bunch of friends and Easter Bunny being popped out of a can and saying, Happy Easter!
When did you do this?
When you were in Mom's
class. Oh, yeah.
Live jogging? Yeah, well, I love riding yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You know what jargon is?
What?
I thought you said a lot of drawing or a lot of jargon?
Jarring.
Jarring? What is jarring?
Jarring.
You mean jargon?
Drawing.
Oh, drawing. Drawing.
Oh.
How do you say drawing? How do you say
drawing.
Is that how you say it in Pittsburgh?
Drawing.
Not drawing.
Drawing.
Can you say it in English now?
Drawing.
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 Very good.
Drawing.
You want to say that for a bit, right? I did not get rid of it. I did not get rid of it.
The eagle, whatever it is, parrot.
And whose is this?
Mine. In Venice.
Okay,
nice. I had to write a report. Here it is.
Okay, I'll pay you again.
And, the car is able to go someplace. It's where I go with my friends.
And when did you do that? During the year?
During school.
Mm-hmm. What month?